Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How can I help you? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How can I help you? Yes. Please not respond.
Who are you?
We're customer support.
Do what?
This is customer support.
Okay, customer support for what?
I will have to pull up your account to see exactly what you have with us because we house multiple products.
Okay. I've got two charges on my bank card from y'all. I think the other one's from y'all too. And I don't know what they're for. And I won't, unless I know what they're for, I want my money back.
Okay, I'll have to view the account to see what's going on. Can I get your first and last name?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
And what's your first name?
Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. It might be Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay, thank you for that. And can you verify your shipping address for me? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
200 Texoma Drive. Whitesboro, Whitesboro, Texas, 76273.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me one moment to go over your account. Okay, so looking over the account, it looks like Ms. Darlene Moore ordered Iconolite Skin Cream with the Skin Serum. And what it was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. So when she did not call to cancel her trial period, she was billed full price for it.
What is it now? Talk slower.
Iconolite Skin Cream. When she did not call to cancel the Iconolite Skin Cream and Serum, she was billed full price for it.
Okay. She has sent this stuff back.
Okay,
and
so
she's arguing with John Company about getting the full payment back. Now, let me ask you another question.
Okay, so we don't have any records showing that it was sent back.
We just sent it back a day before yesterday, so you probably don't have it yet. Okay. Do you have an account, an expenditure there for $94.90 also?
I'm sorry?
There's two monies taken out of my account.
Yes, she was charged for the skin cream and the skin serum. One was $85.90 and the other was $94.90.
Okay. So
if she wanted to send that product back, she would have had to have called us, sir, in order to send that product back. Because we would have had to have given her an RMA number.
Ma'am, shut up and let me talk.
Sorry, let me finish explaining to you before you interrupt me, sir.
Do what?
She was supposed to call in and get an RMA number.
Oh, he's called y'all so many times, it's pitiful.
It's not. There's no record showing that she's called in, sir.
Tomorrow, I'm canceling those two charges and getting my money back that way. Okay.
All right. Well, I must advise you that if you do dispute those charges with your bank, they are going to call us to verify that those charges are correct. If they verify that those charges are correct, they are going to decline that dispute.
I don't care what you say. I don't care.
Okay, sir. That's fine. Well, she never called in and got an RMA number to send that.